I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
This going, there we go. And welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I've got a great program lined up for you. Rafael Cruz will be with us, coming live from there's CPAC going on this weekend, so we'll have Rafael will be with us. George Carniel Jr. is back with us. We'll talk about how there's hope for those that are bound in the LGBTQ lies. We'll expose those lies and how you can get out of that. Get out of that situation. We hope that you will make that decision. Pastor Carl Mitchell is with us this morning. Also, we'll be talking with him about the importance of 2022 and the election. Let's see. Also coming up, Emery McClinton will be with us as well. And, we'll be talking with Emery about, a new group that, that he has launched. And, let's see. Yes, sir, to that. Okay. So he has a brand new group that they have launched. It's continuethemission.net. We need to step up and preserve our heritage. And so we'll talk with him about that. I got a text actually from Emery this morning and an article that is out on Politichicks. Emery McClinton, structural design is the path to victory, not incompetence. So that'll be an interesting conversation with Emery coming up. And then Michael Sabga. Hispanics are shifting away from the Democrats. Why are they shifting away? We will, we'll talk with him about that. Congratulations, you're the 100th user. I don't think so. Always trying to put a virus on your phone. Okay. Several things came up for me that I'm going to be looking at and exploring. One of those that I'm going to be looking at and exploring is the John Durham trial. It's coming up not till October, this one. And this one has to do with Igor Dushenko. The Sussman trial ended in a not guilty verdict. a Washington DC jury decided, what the evidence showed is that Michael Sussman, on behalf of his clients, was engaged in lying to the FBI. That's what the evidence showed. And that was what was charged, and that was what was to be considered. But the jury foreman even came out and said, well, we just don't think that there should have been a trial. We just think there are more important things going on than addressing this issue, than the crime families that are running Washington, D.C. And this is why I am of the belief and of the opinion that politics and man are not going to be able to fix what's wrong with our country. You know, when our founders left England, they left the king because the king of England was acting like Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, he didn't say worship me per se, but he did kind of say, I'm God, and you need to pay attention to me. There's a lot of stuff going on right now that could have a lot of us very shaken. There's the conflict with Taiwan and China, the CCP. The CCP is threatening some pretty serious stuff. Iran has threatened that they're going to nuke New York, potentially. That's what they came out and said. We talked about that earlier in the week. I mean, there are a lot of very serious things that are going on. So I want to break a few things down for you. Number one, I want to talk about what is the purpose of our government, and from a biblical worldview. This is 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Boy, you know, I tell you, it is my sincerest hope, and I've talked about the responses to the actions that are being taken, and I'll talk more next week with David Sumrall and Josh Phillip and others about J6, about the connection with Ruby Ridge and the Weavers, and the connection with David Koresh, and the connection with the Bundy Ranch. Let's not forget about the standoff that took place with the Bundy Ranch and the cattle and the BLM and the decision to try to run cattle that had been grazing on those lands for 100 years off of the lands all of the sudden. Let's not forget the Natural Wildlife Preserve and the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And we can tie all of that together. Ladies and gentlemen, these are all tests that are being done by a very evil entity. And you can call it conspiracy, call it whatever you want. But I firmly believe that these are not isolated incidences. And I believe that these were tests, and they're tests that are being done. And there's a long game and a long gauge plan. And the other night when I was on the Exceptional Conservative show, I kind of started to run through some of the history of the parentalrights.org, the history of the case in Washington that was the first case that Mike Farrell took that led to the founding of parentalrights.org, and a boy who complained to his homeroom teacher about, well, my mom and dad made me go to church on Sunday and Wednesday, and then they don't let me watch TV when I come home, and they don't let me do just exactly what I want to do. They make me do my homework. Terrible parents for doing such things. My goodness. Well, apparently the school thought so, and they took the child away without any notification of the parents, and the parents got a knock on the door, and there's a law enforcement officer and CPS saying, hey, show up on Friday, you got a trial, you got a court hearing. For what? Well, we took your kid. Well, why? We'll tell you on Friday. This was in the early 1980s in the state of Washington. Yeah. This is not new. This is why I'm telling you that these things that have been going on, what has been happening, these incidences that I'm sharing with you, this is not like some abstract thing. Oh, this happened over here. Oh, this happened over here. Oh, there's no connectivity. There's connectivity, okay? There's connectivity. Pastor, I promise you, there's connectivity. So I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we must lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Godliness and honesty. There was an election, I read about this just briefly, in Kansas. I didn't get deep down into the weeds in this, so if I am off just a little bit, bear with me, but Kansas apparently had something on the ballot that was essentially going to peel back from the Constitution the rights, excess rights to kill babies. That's what it is, murder of children. And, oh, by 20 points, the people in Kansas, and I have to tell you, after, and I'm going to get either Jeff Zink or Randy Poland or somebody on from Arizona to kind of break down for us what happened with Carrie Lake and what's going on there. And last I saw, Carrie Lake was going to win. So let me just make sure. Yeah, okay, so this says Carrie Lake wins. And if she wins, dun 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 dun. Okay, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that Carrie Lake is going to win that primary. Here's the deal, though. Mail-in ballots came in, and remember that mail-in ballots is where we had major fraud, major issues previously. This was the whole big deal. Was the mail-in ballots and a lot of, and the ballot stuffing of the boxes and so on, the 2,000 mules. But mail-in ballots was a big deal. Mail-in ballots went to Carrie Lake's opponent by large numbers. And so Carrie Lake was way behind. Then walk-ins came in and Carrie Lake took the election. And there are those that are examining that and looking at that situation and saying, that doesn't make any sense. How is it that all the people that walked in voted one candidate and all the people who mailed in voted another? I mean, it's just the disparity is a little bit too bizarre. A little bit too bizarre. So there's concerns that they were trying to steal the election. And remember that Carrie Lake was up against the McCains and she was up against all of the establishment in Arizona. In Arizona. So just keep that in mind. All right. So let me bounce back here to this situation of peaceableness and godliness and honesty. So I was over to Kansas for a minute talking about there was a 20-point separation, supposedly, in the election results, and 20% more people in Kansas support killing babies, a very conservative state, supposed to be a very conservative state, and yet they are in favor of the murder of babies. Folks, let me just say this. We cannot survive as a country if we have gathered a core principle, and one of those core principles is let's kill babies. Oh no, we're protecting, you know, you're not protecting the woman. Because there are links between health challenges and abortion for women. Killing the baby, eliminating the baby, pulling the baby out, ending the life inside of that woman and inside of her womb it's not a healthy prospect, and there are a lot of significant issues that can arise from that. I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you from all the things that I've read and studied over the years. Study it for yourself. I'll be back with more after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right. So I was talking to you about 1 Timothy chapter 2, and it says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet. And it's talking about first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet. We are the authority. Not changing that. We are the sovereigns. We the people of the United States. But we elect representatives that are supposed to represent what we want done. And then it says, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And I was bringing up the issue of election fraud. I was bringing up the issue of Kansas having apparently voted for the murder of babies. There's no godliness in killing babies, killing innocents, shedding innocent blood. There's no godliness in codifying sodomy. There's no godliness in child sex trafficking. There's no godliness in grooming children in schools and in perverting them and their concept and idea of gender. There's no godliness in corruption and stealing and adultery and all of these things that are going on in our country today. There's no godliness in any of those things or in promoting those policies. And so that's why I say that politics and man can't fix this. Now, there are a lot of things that are going on right now. There are many, it says, for many shall come in my name saying I am Christ and shall deceive many. There's a lot of false gospel that's being preached, a lot of false gospel that's being taught, and it is very confusing, to say the very least, if you're not studying and in the Word and praying and seeking God and listening to the Holy Spirit, it can become very confusing. And we have not taught the full measure of the gospel, which is the reason why we have people running around talking about, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, I'm just waiting. Look, I saw a very well-respected person, that I have started following their writings, and they were writing and saying, you know, I've got these issues and that. We apologize for our failings because we have perceived this to be a form of humility. Now listen to me very carefully what I'm saying. But the reason to do that, the reason for us to do that, our rags, our stuff is as filthy rags. Paul tells us that. Paul tells us that. But what Paul tells us is that we put on the righteous robes of Christ. We are dressed in the righteousness of Christ when we are saved. Therefore, all of that other stuff literally is gone and doesn't exist. And so long as we keep pointing at it and putting it out in front of Christ's righteousness that covers us, we are diminishing the actions and the power of what the cross has actually done for us. Again, Christ came and he defeated sin and death. Sin and death. Read 1 John chapter 2. Read Hebrews chapter 10. He defeated sin and death. Death we don't have a problem with. Not necessarily. But sin today being defeated in our lives, in our minds, well, I can't be sinless. But you are. But it's not you, it's Christ in you. Galatians 2:20. Read it. Confess it. Declare it. So, many shall come in my name and say I am Christ, shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, and all these are the beginning of the sorrows. And I do encourage you, there is a book called Witnessing the End by my friend Dr. Christian Widener. I would encourage you to read the book and bone up on this. But not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Stand in that. And remember this. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, we will rebuke. That is our inheritance. And remember this also. There is no power on earth that can overcome evil save Jesus Christ, period. And America was given the responsibility to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. We took it on. The pilgrims came over and pronounced it. Our Congress announced it at the very beginning when they first got started. America has always been that bright light and hope. Let's stick to that. That's how we win.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. We want to talk with you about, you know, and for those of you who listen to me a lot, you know, I'm on in South Texas, all across South Texas, in fact. And, we've had a number of members of, what was called, the Latinas for Trump. On our program before, a lot of effort was made down in South Texas to help our dear Hispanic brothers and sisters to understand that conservative values are the values of Hispanic families. And my next guest was born in Caracas, Venezuela, grew up happily thanks to his loving parents, Tony and Jean Sabka. And he attended school, graduating from San Ignacio de La Jolla High School in 1984. He also was heavily involved in the Venezuelan Boy Scouts group called Siguanoy 65. Did I say that right? How about that? For about 10 years, he was a Cub Scout and then later as an Eagle Scout. He's a devout evangelical born-again Christian. And he has experienced and understood firsthand the Hugo Chavez impact on Venezuela and what Chavez did to destroy a once thriving and free nation. And he is now here living in the United States of America, and like so many, like himself, Rafael Cruz will be on with us later on today. And experienced that in Cuba and talks about it. My friend Trevor Loudon came, over here from New Zealand, having experienced things like that in his home country. It's folks like Mike who come from foreign lands that have experienced what happens when dictators, socialism, and communists take over, who watch what are happening here in our United States of America and are screaming from the mountaintops. So Mike, welcome. Thanks for being with us today. Well, and our national audience all over the country, as we're live on television this morning on TECN TV. I want to, I guess, begin, talk to me about your experience dealing with what happened in Venezuela that you watched as a young man, as Hugo Chavez and his entourage took over that country. He's awesome. Trevor and Victoria came to visit me. I was in a horrible car accident, but that's a whole nother topic. But they came to visit me here in Texas just to check up on me. But go ahead, please.
And I'll tell you what happened is I have a 4-point teaching that I do about Venezuela. 4 points that are what I would say the most critical points of why Venezuela went from being such a free country into quickly fell into communism. So I'm going to give them to you sort of like lightning round here.
Okay.
1, open borders. So a lot of people don't know these things because, of course, they're not taught or spoken with in the media or in the mainstream media, but because these are things that happen in Venezuela that most people don't know about. But we had open borders because Venezuela was, in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, as you can remember, was a very prosperous oil-producing country with a lot of freedom and It was often referred to as the United States of Latin America. It was just a beautiful, open, free country. Now, around us, there were countries that were not as fortunate, such as Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, some of the countries that at that time were going through some really rough times. Colombia in particular, because of the drug cartels that used to run that, and Pablo Escobar and all those people. But the horrors that these Colombian people went through. And I know a lot of Colombian people, and I love the Colombian people. We're actually very close historically, the Venezuelan and the Colombian people, because we were both liberated by Simón Bolívar, which was our liberator, like George Washington for the United States. So, what happened is the borders were basically a river. There was no barriers or anything that would prevent people from coming into Venezuela from these poor countries.
Okay.
And Venezuela was prosperous and had, you know, a certain amount of, need for labor and help and things like that. So, you know, as they came in, some of them got incorporated into the society and did well. But many people came and they established themselves in these poor areas.
Okay.
Around the cities, they created these sort of belts of poverty around the city.
Okay.
And because of that, they could never get out of their poverty. And obviously the government was too busy in their corruption schemes and all of that. And remember, this is the time before Chavez. Chavez came in 1998.
Right.
So number one.
Open borders.
Borders.
Number two.
Venezuela had a two-party system very similar to the United States. We had a party called Acción Democrática and then another one called COPEI, which is the Social Christians, which is similar to what you see in Europe with Merkel, Angela Merkel, and those kind of parties.
Okay.
And what happened is they were equally corrupted and they were kind of in together in the scheme, you know?
Like our uni party.
Like our little uni party that got here, right?
Okay.
So, you know, 5 years, COPEI would reign, and then they would steal all the oil money they could steal. All their, you know, honchos and friends would get into positions of power. And then the next 5 years, they would turn it over to Acción Democrática. In other words, they would magically win the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just share the power, one and the other. Now, in the eyes of the public, these two parties hated each other. But behind the scenes,
the reality was they were working together to steal everybody's freedoms and everybody's prosperity.
Exactly. And my dad, who worked in the oil industry, used to tell me this.
Okay.
He said, Mike, you see them on TV right now in these debates, insulting each other and hating each other.
But it's not true.
After the debate, you will find them in a bar drinking beers together, laughing at all of us. So my dad used to warn me about these things, and I thank him. He's a patriot. And so number three was an infiltrated educational system, which the communists came in and infiltrated certain universities and schools, even high schools, with their, you know, junk and their propaganda. And then number four, which I added later, it used to be 3 points, but it was four later, an apathetic middle class. In other words, a group of people that were living a good life, with, you know, lots of prosperity and travels around the world. They used to go to Miami and buy up all the merchandise and bring it back home.
The bad things aren't happening to me. So as long as the bad thing isn't happening to me directly, there's no reason for me to get involved in this. If the Sobka family is having issues, well, that's because the Sobka family is doing things or saying things or engaging in things, or, you know, they're standing out and so, you know, but whatever's happening over at their house, that's not happening in my house. So I'm not worried about me as long as, you know, so I'm just going to ignore what the government is doing to Mike and his family because it ain't happening to me.
Absolutely. And just a general apathy toward the corruption in the government,
sure,
the open borders, the infiltration of the communism into the schools.
Well, or you've got to have compassion, right? Because, you know, these poor people, they have to have somewhere to go. I mean, these poor people have, instead of recognizing what it's doing to the God-fearing, hard-working people that are in the country that are having to now be impacted by it.
Right, absolutely. And that poverty for them got worse and worse. And, of course, now they have children, and it's just a growing population. That's where Hugo Chavez came from.
Mm.
He came from a, you know, poor background, and mm-hmm. he, a lot of the poor people would get into the military because it was one of the options. You know, you would get in there and be a soldier, and then
right.
Chavez ended up moving up the ranks into a general. But what he did is he came to these poor people, like during the 1990s.
So let's hold that right there, Mike. We're going to go into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how did Hugo Chavez take over Venezuela, and what are the similarities to some of the things the community organizers that we see here in America pulling the same stunts. We'll be back with more on that right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Mike Sobka. And Mike is from Venezuela. He is living in Florida. He is out speaking about the significant importance of the similarities between Venezuela and what was going on in Venezuela when Hugo Chavez took over, and we were just having an incredible conversation during the break. And then, in addition to that, about why we're seeing a lot of Hispanics make that move. But we've got to continue to share with our Hispanic brothers and sisters the values of true conservatism and how those values align with traditional Hispanic values. You were talking about four things: open borders, a two-party political system was essentially a uniparty, infiltrating the educational system, and an apathy in the middle class as being four of the elements that led to the Chavez situation and how he came into power. Continue talking to us if you would. We've probably got about 6 minutes left, but talk to us a little bit more about how Hugo Chavez took over. And I guess, you know, these similarities or parallelisms between what's happening here in the United States right now and happened there, and the one guy that bridges the gap. And of course, I'm talking about George Soros.
That's right. That's right, absolutely. George Soros backed a number of these socialist and communist leaders in Latin America, including Lula in Brazil and Chavez in Venezuela. And then, of course, you know, Evo Morales in Bolivia and then Ortega in Nicaragua. So what happened in Venezuela then is by the 1990s, the poverty level was just really out of control, and the politicians were completely ripping the country up in terms of, Venezuelans call it simply, you know, stealing the money. You know, you got oil revenue coming in and that goes into bank accounts, and then the politicians funnel it into their accounts. It's a very simple scheme. But then the Venezuelan people ended up suffering from that and a poor economy. So Chavez came around in the late 90s wanting to run for president. After he attempted a coup takeover in 1992 previously, he made a name for himself doing that with the poor people. But later in the 90s, what he did is he came basically offering freebies. He said, you know, I'm going to stop the corruption in the country. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to build apartments for everybody, and all of you are going to be lifted out of poverty, and you're going to live in nice apartments, and we're going to give you cars and cell phones and a good health system, et cetera, et cetera. So he was promising all of these different services. So when you see that in America, and this is where the bridge happens,
right,
is that all these Hispanics that are coming to America to start a good, healthy, honest living,
sure,
with their families, put their kids in some good schools, and then they come in here and they're finding that the Democratic Party is engaging in the same conversation than Chavez, in the sense of offering all sorts of services and free this and free that. And Hispanics, when they hear that, they have a gut feeling of what this means. It means communism.
Right.
And they don't like it.
Okay.
All right.
And are these folks that are coming in the country legally or illegally, or does it really matter?
I'm referring to the ones that come in legally.
Gotcha. Okay.
They're coming in with visas. And
right.
They come through airplanes in airports.
Right.
They come from, you know,
yeah,
Venezuela.
Yeah.
Venezuela doesn't
South
have
America.
A border with the U.S. So.
Okay.
You know, Mexico has the border, so, and a lot
right.
of people are coming from these other countries into Mexico, as we know,
mm-hmm.
with the caravans and all of that.
Absolutely.
Now, amongst those people, there are good people, but there are also a lot of bad people infiltrating, right, through the caravans.
Well, and let me ask you this, Mike, real quick, because we're going to run out of time here. And one of the things that I've talked about with, like, Mark Morgan and Tom Homan and Victor Avila and some different folks is the impact that the illegal immigration population, even the folks that are coming that you're saying are not part of the cartels, what have you. These are people who have gotten caught up in this, and the only way they could get here was by being trafficked by a coyote, okay? But
yeah.
They go into a neighborhood that's a settled neighborhood of legal immigrants, and they begin to come into that neighborhood. That becomes an entry point for the cartels and for the gangs to come in, and the illegals, number one, they definitely don't have an ability to go to law enforcement, right? They can't say anything. And the legal immigrants who are already established there now have a problem in their backyard that they can't handle either, because law enforcement doesn't want to deal with these situations.
That's correct. That's another sub-product of this whole thing. And,
right.
And that's why the left and George Soros want to have those borders open.
is to destroy these neighborhoods, take these middle-class families that have made a living, made a life, and basically destroy their businesses, destroy their livelihoods, and oppress them.
I have a friend that had a painting company, a Venezuelan friend of mine, and he said that lately he can hardly get any work because all these other companies, they're not really companies, they're just people that are putting these illegals to work, and they're undercutting all these other legitimate businesses.
And then trafficking people and laundering money and it's an opportunity to push drugs. It's all of those things that are going on, and this is why it's such an evil, and it's really destroying our dear Hispanic friends and their neighborhoods, and we have got to stand with people like Mike to stop this. And there are a lot of great Hispanic people that are waking up to this and saying, we're tired of it too. Thank God we've got people like Mike and others that are standing with us. We got to take a break. Mike will be back with us in the future. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it, dear sir. And
bring me back, Pastor Greg.
I will.
A little bit about the Constitution. And
I would love to. No, this is going to be fun. All right. Hour number two coming up right after this. Carl Mitchell, Pastor Carl Mitchell joins us. Why is this election so important? We'll talk to him about that and the black community coming up right after this brief break.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
me. I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to party with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.